USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reportedly planning today to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning a Russian invasion of Ukraine is now looking more and more imminent.
We don't know whether President Putin has made that decision, but we do know that he has put in place the capacity to act on very short notice.
The Pentagon announcing yesterday another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are going to Poland, joining 1,700 already assembling there as a demonstration of American commitment to NATO allies who are worried at the prospect of Russia invading Ukraine. Dozens of demonstrators still protesting at a busy border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Canadian truckers still protesting Canada's new rule requiring them to be fully vaccinated when crossing the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The nation's highest court rejecting a request from a group of New York City public school teachers who were hoping the court would block the city's vaccine mandate. Those teachers making the request after not receiving a religious exemption. Justice Sonia Sotomayor rejected that request with no explanation, but she also rejected an earlier challenge to the mandate, the appeal claiming the vaccine mandate violates religious freedom. Opening statements are expected to begin on Monday in the hate crime case against three men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says Judge Lisa Godby Wood has announced that she has found 64 people deemed to serve as impartial jurors. On Monday, the pool will be narrowed down to 12. The father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan have already been convicted of Aubrey's murder. They have all pleaded not guilty to the federal hate crime charges. And this is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase. But you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The latest on gas prices across the nation. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Americans are feeling the pain at the pump, especially over last month. That's because gas prices are up nearly 20 cents from this time a month ago. The current national average for regular is $3.48 a gallon. The South and parts of the Midwest are seeing the cheapest prices. The West and Northwest are dealing with the most expensive gas. American Petroleum Institute CEO Mike Summers believes a lot of the blame in the high gas prices falls on President Biden's shoulders.
A lot of this can be pinned on some bad policy decisions that were made at the very beginning of this administration. When you start the administration by cutting off access to the Keystone XL pipeline, banning permitting and leasing on federal lands, stopping development in ANWR, we are should be all concerned about some of these policy choices that have been made. And we need to go back to a period of encouraging development of oil and natural gas in the United States.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And America's first dog, as well as First Lady Jill Biden, are appearing in a video message promoting pets. It will air during tomorrow's Puppy Bowl, which, of course, airs on Animal Planet every Super Sunday, tomorrow starting at 2 Eastern. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.